From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Korva Coleman, in for Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Amy Dickinson, Tom Baudette, and Mo Rocca. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Korva. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. It's time now for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game on the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, this is Greta from Northfield, Minnesota.
Northfield, Minnesota? Love Northfield, home, of course, of the great Northfield Raid.
Yes.
I love that story.
Celebrated every September.
Oh, that's great. This is when Jesse James and his gang rode into town.
And met their defeat.
Exactly, and all the good townspeople of Minnesota pulled out their guns and started shooting at them. So much for Minnesota nice. Greta, welcome to the show. We're going to play the game with you in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Korva, what is Greta's topic?
Everybody in the whole cell block was dancing to the jailhouse rock.
If only our penal systems were as exciting and boisterous as the prison in an Elvis movie, or as friendly as that lockup down in Mayberry. Well, this week we read about a prison that sounds almost as fun, where morale is high and the warden is happy. Our panelists are going to tell you three stories of penitentiaries doing their best to boost morale. Choose the true story and you'll win Carl Castle's voice on your very own home answering machine. Ready to play?
Yes.
First up, let's hear from Tom Baudette.
The Republic of Latvia is proud of its forward-looking attitudes and is reaching out to Western sensibilities while preparing to join the European Union and NATO. But Bras's prison psychiatrist, Selga Sheris of Riga, may have overreached when she fixed on the idea of spiking the notorious Latvian lockup's water supply with Lexapro, a popular American antidepressant. I had just returned from a corrections seminar in San Francisco, explained Sheris. Everyone was so pleasant and so rich. I started asking questions and found out that everybody in America is on antidepressants. I thought, well, it's worth a try, and arranged for a bulk shipment. Although the program is temporarily suspended while under investigation, prison records show that knifings, beatings, and extortion are down 80%, and the works of Dostoevsky have been replaced in the prison lending library by the Russian translation of Tuesdays with Maury.
Lexapro in the water solves all the problems at a Latvian prison. Your next story of fun in the big house comes from Mo Rocca.
So you think you can shank? Imagine 1,500 Filipino prisoners in the concrete courtyard of the Cebu Provincial Detention Center dancing, reenacting with precision the Michael Jackson landmark video Thriller. From a perp walk to a moonwalk, orange-clad inmates thrilling to the music of a man who barely escaped the clink himself. Now, you're probably asking, but this is prison, prison, right? Yes, it is. And with the inmates focused on dancing like zombies, fights are way down and morale is up. The whole thing is so infectious, it almost makes you want to fly to Manila and shoplift. Says Wenhill Rasane, the man who plays the girlfriend of Michael Jackson's werewolf character, quote, "If I was not in prison, I would not be famous." Indeed, prisoners seem happier than ever. As Vincent Price might say, "And though you'd like to be set free, your body starts to quiver, for no mere inmate can resist this Filipino thriller."
Inmates at a Filipino prison doing a mass recreation of the music video Thriller. Your last story of inspired prison reform comes from Amy Dickinson.
Callum Welsh, feared warden of the Downstate Correction Center in Bellevue, Texas, believes he's come up with a way to cut down on riots at his prison. He's reviving the Scared Straight program. Remember Scared Straight? In the 1970s, at-risk youth were brought into prisons where they would be threatened and browbeat by prisoners. Scared Straight was discontinued because it didn't actually scare kids straight, but Welsh noticed that it had an effect on the prisoners themselves. He told the Dallas Morning News, "The guys like acting tough, and when the kids leave, we give out prizes for the scariest inmate. It's really brought us together as a community." Welsh says that so far the inmates have staged a full riot for high schoolers. Middle schoolers got a fake knife fight. And this September, a group of kindergartners will witness a stern talking to where inmates say, "You're not the boss of me." "Oh, yeah? Yeah."
All right, let's review your choices. One of these is working really well at a prison somewhere in the world. Is it from Tom Baudet, Lexapro in the drinking water at a prison in Latvia? From Mo Rocca, mass recreations of 20-year-old music videos in the Philippines? Or from Amy Dickinson, scared straight revived, not as a therapy for possible offenders, but for the prisoners themselves? Which of these is the real story?
Well, I think I saw a picture of this in the paper, and it is the Filipino dancers.
So you think you saw that, the Filipino dancers doing
so.
Thriller? So is that going to be
a bunch of people in orange doing a dance.
It could have been Billie Jean. It could have been Bad.
Yeah. So that's your choice then, Mo's story?
That's my choice.
All right then. You're going to pick Mo's story of the Filipino prison. Well, to bring you the correct answer, we spoke to someone with an intimate connection to the real story.
The Thriller video has had huge impact internationally. I have seen over the years videos of people recreating the dance.
That was John Landis himself, who was the writer, director, and producer of Michael Jackson's Thriller video, the original version, talking about the amazing Philippine prison using that video. Congratulations, Greta. You got it right. Well done. You've earned a point for Mo, and you've won our prize. Carl Castle will record the greeting on your very own home answering machine. Thank you, Greta, for playing with us today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.